Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is Carnita Smith with Minister Harold Copeland, and we are here today to continue in our series, One with Jesus. And if you've been keeping up with us, and I pray that you have, that we are now going to be looking in some benefits of being one with Jesus. So we encourage you to hang tight with us or hang through this series with us so that you will receive the blessings or the benefits of knowing what we have being one with Jesus. So we ask that you would humble your hearts and prepare your minds and prepare your heart to receive God's word, have your Bible with you or your Bible app, and also something to take some notes with is always good when we are coming to the feet of Jesus as a student and him being our teacher. Of course, he is the word of God. So we want to come excited, if you will, and just ready to receive what the Lord God has for you to learn, to discern, and also to apply. Apply his word to our lives as we continue to grow in his grace and go concerning his word, that others would be blessed by what you have shared through his word, in his word, with his word. So my brothers and sisters, we will continue to move, not so fast, but just move through the scriptures tenderly in this series, One with Jesus. So without further delay, we're going to work the lesson as it is for us to receive. So, Minister Copeland, if you would carry us and we will walk with you through this wonderful series, One with Jesus. Minister Copeland?
Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In all things, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Hello again, everybody. Shalom. We release the peace of God upon you on this day. And we release blessings, 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 miracles, miracles, miracles in Jesus' name. I am Brother Harold Copeland, and along with our host, Minister Carnita Smith, it is an honor, a great delight. We look forward to week after week to being back in studio with you and to being with you all who are listening by radio. We always like to welcome everyone to Mission from the Heart Radio. We always want you to know that it is an honor and a privilege to fellowship with you concerning the truth of the Word of God. We want you to know that we love you, that we appreciate you, and we thank God for your lives. But most importantly, God loves you. God has a plan for your life. And every time you open your heart to receive the truth of the Word of God, God has downloaded revelation knowledge of the Holy Spirit into your heart. And this revelation of the knowledge of the Holy Spirit will take you to God's divine plan that he has for your life. And you shall stand and proclaim the oracles of God to a lost and dying world. Oh, what a great day it is. What a great day it is to come together in the name of Jesus. What a great day it is to come and lift up our Father. What a great day it is to be committed to the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us. What a great day it is to be positioned that the Spirit of the living God can speak through us in this hour. What a great day it is to make ourselves available, Spirit of the living God. And we're super excited about this Life Transforming series that we're on, One with Jesus. This truth, if you just get it into your heart, will revolutionize your life. This truth will take you from one faith to another faith, from one glory to another glory. It will reveal God's divine plan for your life. So we're going to dive right on into this series, this teaching. And you know how we do it here. We always like to start out by reading our launch pad scriptures. And I love past scripture comes out of 1 John chapter 4, verse 17, and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. Let us read them, please.
1 John 4, 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, and then we'll read verse 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Amen.
Praise God. And as was said in the introduction, we are going to close out One with Jesus, not the series, but we pray that that truth, that spiritual reality through the Word of God and by the power of the Holy Spirit has been established into your heart. And by the power of the Spirit, we know we have given you the tools that God wanted us to give unto you, that you may meditate day and night on the truths, and that these truths, as Minister Smith would say, will get down deep within you, and you can get that mind. So we will seal this truth, One with Jesus, with a very familiar scripture. And most of the scriptures that we will be reading or speaking on are going to be familiar. But we want them to be so familiar with you that you become one with them and they become one with you. And when you hear them, you do not say, well, I heard that before. No, you shout hallelujah. And you say, God, give me a greater revelation. I know you already gave me a revelation on that scripture, but I want more, I want more, I want more, I want more, I want more. There's no limitations on the revelation that God can give us through his word. So when you read that word, just say, more, Lord, more, more, Lord, more, more, Lord, more. Open up the eyes of my understanding, that the eyes of my understanding will be enlightened. So let's seal this one with Jesus. Very familiar passage of scripture coming out of 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 17.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen.
Amen. And I love that one. And I know I said one, but give me some grace. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 1.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Amen.
Amen. So those two scriptures are saying, number one, we are brand new. You know, that old person that kept us in trouble, and that old person that got on people left and right nerds and got all our own nerds. That old person that prevented us from being who God called us to be, that person is dead. And there's a brand new us in Christ, new creature. Old things are passed away. All things are become new. Now, Ephesians tells us, hast blessed us. Say that after me. Say, hast blessed us. One more time. Hast blessed us with all. We can't leave all out. With all. And what that is saying is, you already got it. Amen. And see, that's when the light come on in this series, in this teaching. Amen. When your heart start bubbling up and you say, I got it. I got it. It's mine. I already got it. I do not need to pray another gimme, 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 gimme prayer to God. Amen. Because Ephesians 1 and 3 clearly teaches us, or tells us that we already got it. So no more gimme, 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 gimme prayer. But your prayer should be, thank you, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's how you pray. Thank you, 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 Lord, because it's a finished work. Amen. We don't say, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it, gimme, 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 gimme. No, that's not faith. It's already done. It's finished. Has blessed us with all. So the prayer is, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Cannot doubt. Let's say we cannot doubt we'll get something if we already got it. And that's what Ephesians 1 and 3 is saying. You already got it. So stop trying to get it. And begin to thank God for it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So you can't doubt. We can't doubt we'll get something if we know, now that word know, we got to know in our inner man, in our inner being, in our heart. Like Minister Smith say, deep down within, you got to know that you know that you know that you know that you know. Because it's faith. And since it's faith, you can't see it. You can't five sense it. You can't touch, feel, taste, hear, see, smell it. It's faith. And faith always points to the word of God. Okay, so since we already got it, it's just a matter of releasing. Somebody say release. That's right. We already got it. We got to release that healing. We got to release that deliverance. We got to release that prosperity. We got to release those blessings. We got to release those miracles. We got to release that breakthrough. We already got it. We got to release it. We got to release what God has already placed on the inside of us. If we really believe this, we got to keep digging. We got to keep digging until we eventually hit pay dirt. And I tell you what, if you keep digging, it's going to begin to work. You're going to lay hands on somebody and they're going to get healed. You're going to lay hands on somebody, they're going to get delivered. You're going to lay hands on somebody, they're going to get blessed with that job, with that house. You got to believe God put it in you. And stop asking for it because you already got it. And open your mouth by faith and begin to release what God has already done. And I'm going to share my mentor testimony that kept me digging, and his testimony keeps me digging. And this is his testimony. He said, I didn't understand how faith worked for many years, but just knowing it was there motivated me to keep digging. I began praying and believing for things when there was no natural evidence whatsoever that would lead me to, I could manifest such power. When I prayed for people to be healed, I didn't feel anything in my flesh. I didn't feel any tingle, no burning. I didn't feel nothing. I had no reason to believe God's power would manifest, except I've been looking in my spiritual mirror and know that that power was in me. And we know the spiritual mirror is the Word of God. And the Word of God tells us in Acts 1:8 that when Holy Spirit come upon us, we'll be endowed with power. We got the power. Okay, look at somebody to your right and say, you got the power. Look at somebody to your left and say, you got the power. Now look down at you and say, I got the power. Amen. Because with this power, as Ephesians 1:3 tells us, God has blessed us with all. Has blessed us with all. Spiritual blessings in the heavenly places is in the spirit, is in our spirit man. And we have to release it. All right. I'm going back to my mentor. Not very many was healed at first because I didn't understand much. But because I laid my hands on so many different people, I started seeing some healed. Power would manifest that was beyond my natural ability. And courage, I kept digging. The deeper I dug, the more I found. The more I found. The quicker and easier it became. Came to dig. I laid down my spoon in favor of a shovel. After a while, I tossed the shovel aside and stepped up into a backhoe. Today, I'm still mining the riches God placed in my born-again spirit. Okay, on that note, this application, hands-on, take your right hand and put it on your forehead. And put your left hand on your belly and say, and repeat after me, say, I release the supernatural power of God that God has placed in me. One more time. I release the supernatural power of God that God has placed in me. Last time, I release the supernatural power of God that God has placed in me. See, Paul told Timothy, stir up the gifts on the inside of you through the laying on hands. And before you take your hands off, say, God, I stir up every gift. God, I stir up every gift that you have placed in me to fulfill the call that you have placed upon my life, to do the work of the ministry that you have called me to do in such a time as this. Stir it up now. Every riches, every treasure, everything that you have buried in me, that you have given me, every gift, I stir it up now by faith through the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So you got to learn how to lay hands on yourself before you go lay hands on somebody else. Praise God. And once you see it works for you, you lay hands on yourself and the power of God manifests in your life, then you have the confidence when you go lay hands on somebody else that I lay hands on myself, the power of God manifested, the Holy Spirit moved, and now I can go and release that power and that spirit into life for somebody else. We already got it. It's buried in us. And we got to dig it out by faith. In the Word of God, expressing what God has already done to us. Okay. My mentor, my attitude completely changed since discovering these truths. When problems came, I used to feel inadequate. I lament, oh God, I know you got power, but I'm just a man. I don't have any power at my disposal. Then I realized, I'm not just a man anymore. One-third of me is complete. One-third of me is identical to and one with Jesus. One-third of me is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. And because of the confidence, security, and faith this has given me, I can confront and overcome problems now that I wasn't able to before. And as you keep digging, these truths will do the same for you. Now repeat after me. I want you to say, I'm not just a man or woman anymore. One third of me is complete. One third of me is identical to and one with Jesus. Of me is wall to wall Holy Ghost. And seal it with a, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Now, as we move on, and before we go to our first blessing, benefit, you truly need to be established with one with Jesus, that the devil can send no one in your presence to make you doubt that in your heart. That even if you sin, that you will repent and still believe that you're one with Jesus. Even if you go left and should have went right, that you know that you know that you know that you know that you're one with Jesus. If you don't feel like it, if you don't think like it, it don't have nothing to do with feelings and thinking. You know? A performing is God's word, and because of what he has done for us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So I'm going to give you some takeaways. If somebody's still doubting or have a little unbelief, that's all right. Because it only comes at the time of the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit seals the work on the inside with our faithfulness or just meditating on the word day and night. Holy Spirit will do his job. He's the one that started the work, and he is the one that will finish the work. All we have to do is make ourselves available to him and trust him. Glory to God. So takeaways that we want to take away from this before we go into the blessing. Praise God. Yes, 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 yes. First takeaway. We want Minister Smith. It's going to be familiar scriptures because we want them to get down in you. To read again 1 John chapter 4, verse 17.
1 John 4, 17. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Amen.
Amen. The takeaway. I'm going to ask a question, but I'm going to answer it. And all you have to do is write it down. So all the takeaways. When we get to the scripture, Minister Smith is going to read the scripture. I will ask a question. I will answer the question. And you write the question down so you can, you write the answer down so you can meditate on it and get it deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper on the side. So the question we get is, where is that love made perfect at? Where we can have boldness. Where is that place in the day of judgment? Where is that place that as Jesus is, so are we in this world? Where is that? And you're right. It is in our born-again spirit. Write that down. A born-again spirit. Next takeaway. It's just a question. As we renew our minds to the truth, which is the word of God, will the change come overnight or over time? where the change cometh. We renew our mind through the word of God, through the truth of God. Will the change come overnight, or will it come over time? Answer, over time. Amen. It's a process. God is working the word. He never stops working. You know that song, He's the miracle worker. He's the promise keeper. He's the light in the darkness. That is who he is. Amen. Amen. Even when we can't feel it, he's working. Even when we can't see it, he's working. He never stops. He never stops. He never stops working. It's a process. It's over time that change will come. Minister Smith, would you read 1 Corinthians 6 and 17 for us one more time, please?
Six. 1 Corinthians 6, 17, but he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Amen.
Amen. And our question is, our takeaway question is, what does this scripture, 1 Corinthians 6, 17, reveals about our relationship with Jesus? Reveals about our relationship with Jesus? Answer, that we are one spirit. While you write that down, pull on that. We are one spirit. Get that in your new one is spirit with Jesus. Amen. And that one is we talked about that, is deeper than a similarity or even on the same purpose. But that one is a complete union. If there was atoms and molecules in the spirit realm, we will be atom for atom, molecule for molecule with Jesus Christ, one in spirit. We're moving on. Minister Smith, read Romans 12, Romans 12, verses 1 and 2.
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen.
Amen. Takeaway question. What does prove, P-R-O-V-E, prove me out of that scripture text that we just read, Romans 12, 1 and 2? And we go back to understand that Ephesians 1 and 3 tell us that we already got it. Has blessed us with all. And then Ephesians tells us that it's in the spirit realm. So what prove means is we manifest those blessings out of the spirit realm into the realm of the physical senses. That's what prove means. By faith in the word of God, we manifest, we bring it out of the spirit realm. I dig it out of the spirit realm and bring it into the realm of the biblical senses by faith. That's what proved me. And this question comes from that same reading. How do we make God's good, acceptable, and perfect will manifest to our physical senses? How do we make this happen? How do we make this happen? And that was read. And it was through being transformed by the renewing of your mind. Amen. That's how we make God's good, acceptable, and perfect will manifest to the physical senses. Being transformed by the renewing of the mind. Amen. And next question, how do we see the perfection that's in our spirit start flowing throughout our souls and body? It's in our spirit, but we need to get it into our souls and our body. And it's by embracing, somebody say embracing. That is by embracing God's word. And we can also use the word trusting. and believing in God's word. Amen. In our innermost being, in our hearts, in our knower, trusting, embracing, believing God's word. Praise God. Next question. Is what we can touch, taste, hear, see, smell, or feel, the five senses, is that all to reality? Ask it again. Is what we can touch, taste, hear, see, smell, or feel, is that all to reality? And let's get a scripture, 2 Corinthians 4 and 18. 2 Corinthians 4 and 18.
While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So the unseen, glory to God, is mightier, stronger than the seen, everlasting, more real. That's the word I want to use, more real than that is seen. Amen. The unseen realm, let's say it like this. If the mother realm, you know, the mother births the child. In the seen realm, it's the child realm, because the seen realm was birthed from the unseen realm. Amen. Meditate on that scripture. Okay. If we think God's power is with him somewhere out there, somebody say out there, what would we do? Okay. If God's power is just out there, I used to be that Christian. Amen. Well, God got the power. He need to come over here. Well, because I need his power here and I need it now. Amen. I was that type of Christian. Amen. And if we think that God's power is out there, which I did, we'll doubt we can ever attain it. It will eventually become discouraged. They're talking about me. Because I thought God's power was with him and him only. And I had to get over there. He had to come over here for me to use that power. But let's read Acts 1 and 8 again and solidify this. Acts 1 and 8.
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Amen.
Amen. So we got that power if we got Holy Spirit. Praise God. And if we don't have Holy Spirit, we're in trouble, because Romans 8 tells us that if any man have not the Spirit of God, he's none of his. We'll take care of that very soon. Amen. What must we believe in order to see God's power manifest? And this is solidified by our Lunchpad scripture, that we are one with him in spirit, and that it is our responsibility to release that power. Amen. And that's why I had you put your hand on your head and your hand on your belly and begin to release the power out of you. It's our responsibility to do that. God done his. He already blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenly places. Now it's our job to release the blessings. Praise God. Now, as we keep digging into God's word, what will these truths do for us? Okay. We will realize that one-third of us is complete. Amen. One-third of us is identical and one with Jesus. Amen. One-third of us is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. Amen. And once we get this confidence in us, once we get this security in the spirit, and once our faith begin to rise up, we'll start confronting and overcoming problems that we weren't able to do before. Jesus, isn't he good? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our God is awesome. Amen. He can move the mountain. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So whatever mountain we're facing, amen, we look at that mountain in a different way today. Amen. We look at that mountain like I know you're bigger than me. Glory to God. Amen. But I ain't alone no more. God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm one with Jesus. Hallelujah. Begin to release that word against that mountain. As Jesus feels, so am I right now in this world. I'm joined to the Lord. And he that joined to the Lord is one in spirit. I'm one in union with the Lord. Amen. Look at that mountain and say, I may be weak, but Paul tells us that God's strength is made perfect in our weakness. Amen. And then Paul got that revelation, and Paul said, therefore, I will glory in my infirmity, which means weakness. And then he tells us what happened, that the power of Christ will rest upon me. Amen. I thank God I'm weak. I do. Amen. I'm weak in every area of my life. Oh, yes, I am. Hallelujah. But in that, I become strong. Amen. Amen. But it's not my strength. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. It's God's strength. Why? Because I learned how to glory in my weakness, and the promise of me glory in my weakness, the power of Christ will rest upon me. So when I get in that place of weakness, then I begin to release a praise. God, I give you praise. God, I glorify you. God, I magnify you. God, I lift you up. God, I exalt you. God, you're worthy of the praise. God, you're worthy of the glory. God, there is no one like you. No one can compare to you. You are the Alpha. You are the Omega. You are the beginning. You are the end. You are my everything. And everything is you. And then the power of God began to flow. See, the word of God does not lie. Glory to God. The word of God is the only truth. Amen. In heaven, in earth, and under the earth. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we all got this power. We have to release it according to faith in the word of God. Well, somebody said, well, I don't have the power because I don't have this Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm rejoicing already because I know this is the greatest day of your life. And I know that your heart is asking and your heart is seeking and your heart is knocking. And my word, that the Cain line tells me, seeking you shall find, knocking the door will be open, and as it shall be given unto you. We, as Mission from the Heart Radio, we are, that's our love, we're a salvation ministry. Amen. And we love to see people snatched out of the hands of the enemy and come into the loving heart of our God. And I'm here to tell you, God loves it more than we love it. And he releases his power and his spirit to come forth and draw your heart back to the heart of the Lord. And I sense the presence of the Holy Spirit now, and I always know what to do. For when he shows up, it's time for me to drop, to stop, to drop and pray, and to turn this microphone over to Minister Smith that's been anointed with the anointing of salvation to take us to the cross. Let's go to the cross, Minister Smith.
Amen. 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 We are ready, and we pray and hope that you are ready, ready to receive what you have been looking for many of years, looking for the very one that you can anchor your soul in, the very one that you can bank on his word, bank on his promises, the very one that you can be securely rested in, the very one that you will have peace and abundant life that God planned for you in the very beginning. This was his plan for you to have peace and life. And that God loves you and wants you to experience peace and life abundantly and eternally. So the way to do this, the way to go about doing this is only through Jesus Christ. So we stop, drop, and pray that you will have an opportunity to surrender it all to him, give thanks to him, receive the benefit of being filled with the Holy Spirit within you, and that you would give him all of the glory and the honor through a hand clap of praise, through song, through dance, whatever it takes to give God the glory. This is what we do at this moment on Mission from the Heart. We call it stop, drop, and pray. It is a blessing to extend Jesus Christ to you. It is an honor to have him living inside of you. So as we go to the feet of Jesus, we ask that you humble yourself, because it is wrong for Brother Copeland and I to assume that every listener to Mission from the Heart Radio is a born-again believer. This would not be right of us. So Mission from the Heart wants to extend Jesus Christ to you. So we pray that you would bow your head or lay prostrate if you can, or come bow on your knees, that you would reverence him in humbleness, and that you would make your petition. Praise God. This is a joy, my brother. This is a joy, my sister, that we come to him as reverential as we know how, hallelujah, to make our petition known. Now, it's my words, but it's your heart that God sees. So be very careful that you not come half-hearted, that you come wholehearted to you, to him, because he knows your heart. So this is our prayer for you, to come to know him in the pardoning of your sin. So let's pray. Now, my brothers and sisters, please partner with us, Minister Copeland and I, as well as those who are accepting Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Pray one with us as we pray with them. So let's pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Let thy will be done in my life today. Lord, I come as humbly as I know how, wanting to receive the benefit of you living on the inside of me, that you lord over my life. I know that Jesus died on the cross for my sins. I know that it was his blood that redeemed me. I know that it was his life that he got up on that third day, resurrected from the grave, to let me know that I will do the same. Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord, giving you all that I have, and that's me. Lord, I thank you for allowing me to breathe, because I know I do not deserve anything. But your grace has set me free. Your grace upon grace upon grace has set me free. Thank you, Lord, as I surrender my life to you today. I believe by faith that your word is true, that your word is my anchor, that your word will purify my soul, change my way of thinking, even clean my mouth of talking. Lord, you know my past, you know my now, and you know my future. Here I am, Lord. Use me as your vessel, as I surrender my hands to you, saying thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' holy and righteous name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, 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 my brother, my sister, for accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a joy it is to know that you have given your life to Christ. This is an exciting time. Now, as Brother Harold and I always say, we always say that it is good for you to seek out a Bible teaching church in your community where you could be baptized by submersion of water. And when you get up, hallelujah, praise God, you have let the world know that you are a Christ follower. That's a blessing. To let them know you have become a testament to the world that I am a child of God. And you are not ashamed of it. Hallelujah. Now, also, we encourage you to seek out a Sunday school class within that church or a discipleship class, small group of some sort, that you will continue to be discipled so that you can grow in the Word of God, that your relationship will grow in intimacy with God. And, of course, spending personal time with Him, meditating on His Word, praying to Him in prayer, that your prayer life will become stronger if it's not already, stronger and stronger and stronger. Growth is a beautiful thing as a believer in Christ Jesus. We are excited for you. This is a day that the Lord has made for you, my brother, my sister. He set it aside for you to say, yes, Lord, yes, and amen. This is the day. So now we know that the devil is mad. We know that the enemy is spitting angry at you because of what you have done. But that's okay. That's okay, because the Bible tells us that greater is He, that's capital H-E, that is within you now because of salvation, because of what you have done today. Greater is He that is within you than the lowercase H-E, he, the enemy, the devil that is in this world. So you don't have anything to be afraid of, because that's the enemy's weapon to try to impart fear in us as God's children. But we know whose we are in Christ Jesus. Now that you have accepted Jesus Christ, you are a born-again creature, creation on the inside, on the inside. And you are greater than He. And you have the manifestation of power living on the inside because of whose you are in Christ Jesus. The Holy Spirit lives within you. Hallelujah. This is exciting. And over time, you will come to a deeper understanding of how it is worked out in and through you. Being one with Jesus, that's you. That's you. And as you receive and believe and shout hallelujah, praise to the Lord, your growth will make manifestation. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give it back over to Minister Copeland as he gives thanks to God and just honors you for what you have done on this day that has been set aside for you, to give glory and honor to God in your new creation. Minister Copeland?
Hallelujah. Amen. This is a great day for you, for me, for Minister Smith, for the angels, for the elders, for God. And the greatest thing about it, it's a headache for the devil. Amen. Because he no longer has control over you. You no longer belong to him. You've been adopted into the family. You're my brother. You're my sister. And God is our Father. And by the Spirit of God, we can cry out together, Abba, Father. I want to count to three. And everybody together, we just cry out together, Abba, Father. And before we say it, I'm going to tell you what Abba, Father means in the Greek. It means, I got a daddy, I got a daddy, I got a daddy, I got a daddy. Now, that's something to shout about. Let's cry out in the heavens, Abba Father, on the count of three. One, two, three. Abba Father. Amen, amen. This is an awesome journey. And you have to be led by the Spirit and stand on the word of God and fellowship with those that have started out before you, that you can be accountable unto the people of God. If you lose that accountability, the world will crush you and make you think nothing has happened and that this isn't real, and you'll be pulled back over to the dark side. But through those great instructions of good Bible teaching church, amen. I like a Bible teaching church. It's I call it hot. You know, and it takes me on the summer holidays, you know, when we get the coals for barbecue. Yes. And everybody know when those coals are just right. You know, they are in unison. Amen. They are in fellowship. They are working together. Even the coals are saying, bring on the meat. Amen. Hot. And that's a good Bible teaching church. And you have to cling to it. Now let's look at the cold. What would happen if you took one of those? Hot as it is, all of them. But what if you took one aside and just lay it off by itself? That's right. It's going to go out. It's going to lose that hotness. It's going to become cold. Amen? But the good thing about it, all you got to do is, well, throw it right back in the fire. Amen. And let it reconnect to the other. And that's why we say good Bible teaching church, Sunday school, a small group. We need that accountability. We need that accountability. Amen. You know, even in accountability, I was still lonely because I was sinning all over the place as a young Christian. And I thought I was the most miserable person on the earth. I mean, I had a real big list of all of my sins. Glory to God. And, you know, I could keep it to myself because I didn't trust nobody really to open up to them. That's how the devil had my heart. Amen. But those sins got so heavy. And I couldn't go back because there was nothing back there. I was running from darkness, looking for the light. So I couldn't go back. And I finally opened up to one of the elders. And I brought my whole list of all my sins that I had. And I do this and I do that and I do this and I do that. And that mighty man of God, that mature man of God, that leader, glory to God, he saw that list. And he wasn't like Santa Claus. He didn't check it twice. He didn't check it twice. He looked at that list and basically threw it away. And he opened his mouth and began to pray. And he said, Father, give Harold a greater revelation of how much you love him. Amen. He threw that list away and he went to heaven and called for the love of God to overtake me. And that's what this is all about. It's a love story that'll blow our minds. And notice I say ah, because he continued to blow my mind every day. Praise God. So we're super excited. Amen. And see, there is no condemnation now. Even if you do it, you didn't do it because Jesus already paid for it. Amen. And you fall, you get up. The scriptures say a righteous man falls 7 times and he gets up 7 times. And there's one day, one time, glory to God, he's going to start falling lesser. Praise God. God loves us. God is good all the time. And his love for us is great. It's beyond our human imagination. Paul said that I may know the love of God, and it's knower, passes knowledge. Amen. We can't even understand in our head. When that man prayed that prayer, talking about get her a greater revelation of the love, I'm like, man, did you see my note? Amen. And he was like, glory to God, what note? You know, he threw that note away. And he said, God threw that note away too, 2,000 years ago on the cross of Calvary. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm so excited. Praise God. Where are we? Okay. Amen. Greatest day of your life. We appreciate you. And we did it. We did it. We did it. We gave you the information that Holy Spirit wanted us to give you concerning one with Jesus to take us further into the series. But as we go further into the series, one with Jesus, we're just going to start pulling the blessings down. Amen. And we're not just going to pull them down, but we're going to talk about them through scripture and through the power of the Holy Spirit. And we're going to get them in you just like we got one with Jesus in you. Amen. So when you do get the blessings and you say, mine, the devil cannot bring no forces to take it away from you. It's yours and it's yours forever. Hallelujah. I told you this teaching will revolutionize your life. Amen. Take you to another level in God. And glory to God. And there's just no limitation on how much of God we can have. Praise God. If we can believe it, glory to God, he'll release it. Amen. So, and just a sneak preview of the first blessing, it's a simple, it's real simple. It's just seal, and that's all I'm going with. We're going to say seal. And the teaching itself will give you a picture of it. Amen. We'll give you an image, a photo shot of it. Amen. And the Spirit of God will just manifest that truth right into your heart. Amen. And it will anchor you. On the inside, you'll see Jesus as an anchor. Yeah, the wind may be blowing on the outside. Glory to God. But on the inside, you're anchored to Jesus. I'm super excited, and that is where the Holy Spirit will take us next week. I can't wait. I can't wait. I can't wait. Praise God. And I'm going to go ahead and just release the blessing. May the grace of God go before you on this day, and may the peace of God rest and abide in our hearts and our minds forever. And may the love of God overflow out of every one of us, that others will come to know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. God bless you. I love you. Minister Smith.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is a day of rejoicing, a day of blessing. I enjoy the energy that Brother Copeland puts through his teaching as he ministers the word of God. It's just a joy to be able to receive some of that energy from him, and it makes me want to shout as well and throw my hands up in a hallelujah praise and repeat after him. I pray and hope that you feel the same way. It is infectious when we are a cheerleader for Jesus, if you will, just a cheerleader for Jesus. And it is a joy, it's an infectious joy, that when we shout out and tell the Lord how excited we are just for the things that we have experienced with him, concerning him, it is infectious. It can be a smile or just a gentle hug or embrace someone, but it can be a hallelujah praise out loud as well. So I tell you, it is a exciting time when we walk through the word of God together. So this brings us to the end of this broadcast today. But we, as we always know, will meet with you again. concerning one with Jesus. Always remember, my brothers and sisters, the grass wither and the flowers fadeth, but the word of God remains forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You have a blessed remainder of your week. God bless you all.